Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, is with me to tell us about all the reasons to be happy this week. There's loads happening, Cathal.
Absolutely, Andrea. Sun is out. Less than 100 days to Christmas.
Stop.
Only good things coming here. But kicking off at home, there's a new bill going before an Oireachtas committee today on enterprise, trade and employment to bring the minimum wage rate up to that of the over 20s for those who are under 20. So currently, the legislation allows for a lower or sub-minimum wage rate for those under 20. 19-year-olds get 90% of the set rate, 18-year-olds 80% of the set rate, and 17-year-olds 70%. So I don't know if, like, when I got my first job at 16, I was being paid €6.06 an hour, which was kind of criminal at the time. Like, it was
€6.06. Yeah, but you're not as experienced in the job as somebody who's 19 or 20, you know, or somebody who's 21 or 22.
But I was doing the exact same job as the person working with
me. Were you
me.
Doing it as well, Cathal?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, I don't know about that. But like that, I was delighted to be being paid at all.
Yeah,
but,
I know, yeah.
Nowadays, I think people are doing the proper, like, the same job and all that. But currently, it's $12.70 for any person over the age of 20, which is the kind of standard at the moment. Mm. And it's higher than a lot of places in Europe. But this will bring it up to kind of that set minimum wage for 19-year-olds.
So if you're under 18 at the moment, you're getting how much?
So 19-year-olds can get $11.43 an hour. 18-year-olds get 10.16 and under 18 get as little as 8.89, which is
Okay. So the idea is to try and bring that up then.
Yeah, so this is right before the Oireachtas Committee today. Okay. Trade unions have welcomed this and called for the scrapping of sub-minimum wages. But there are kind of things in retail, those under the age of 18 can't sell tobacco or alcohol. So that's why sometimes younger people aren't hired. But this change could be made as early as the end of the year. And it is good news for those under the age of 18. Like, summer jobs, people are looking for jobs,
I know,
all that,
yeah,
like that. I was lucky to be getting a good kind of, like, a good constant wage. It was €6, but I was happy.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Yes, absolutely.
Now,
good moves.
What about the Irish brand that was absolutely stunned this week after this celebrity endorsement?
The girl who did my hair, Alicia, yesterday for me before I got on the plane, she gave me this, and I know Zoe uses this. This is the Smooth Stick from the Smooth Company, and it's like a baby hair wand. Yeah, this is a great little product to keep in your handbag if you do like doing slick hairstyles.
So that is the voice of Molly Mayhaig.
Yeah.
People will know from Love Island and being kind of influencer fame, like she is.
Well,
huge.
Tommy Fury.
Tommy Fury, yes, absolutely. Well, I don't know if you're aware, but the Smooth Stick is an Irish company set up by Áine Kennedy in February 2022. And basically all it is, kind of like a gel, smooth down your kind of flyaway hairs. It was created.
The strays.
Yeah, it was created off the back of her granddad Billy had kind of, do you know when a lad, an older fella would slick his hair down?
Right.
So she,
I didn't know that. That's where the idea came
from. She needed something to stick down his hair, and she thought of this kind of gel kind of stick, and she was using it for her slick back buns, which are so in fashion now these days. You can use it on your eyebrows, as Molly May says. But they're after getting a huge endorsement from Molly May, who has like millions of followers on Instagram.
Because Molly May, as she explained, her hairdresser used the Irish product, the smooth stick. This week, she's there talking about it on her Instagram and her YouTube page and everything.
Kennedy,
and
like, they set it up massive in February 2022. They have over, I think it's over 90 million views on TikTok. And Áine Kennedy actually reacted last night to the news.
If anyone has listened to any podcast about Everdry, I always said that she was the one.
You literally said it yesterday.
I literally said it yesterday at an event I was talking at. Yeah. They said, who is the person that you really want to have Smith stick? And I was like, oh, Molly May. I feel like I'm in a dream.
Yeah, so she won Young Entrepreneur of the Year 2023 at the Irish Women's Awards last year. So this girl is going from strength to strength.
Fair
and
play to her.
Like the Smooth Company, I see it everywhere, to be fair.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who, I don't wear the slick back buns myself now, but I do have a lot of flyaways.
neither do I.
Yeah, but I am familiar with the brand, with the Smooth Company. Fair play to them. The same thing happened a couple of years ago. Do you remember Marissa Carter?
Yes.
Carter Beauty in the fake tan was worn by, wasn't it Kourtney Kardashian?
Yeah, one of the Kardashians. More yeah. It just took off.
And the huge promo she got out of that.
All going
brilliant.
Well for the Smooth Stick. Heading to Norway now, Andrea.
And right,
EVs.
What's going on?
So electric cars now outnumber petrol for the first time in a historic milestone in Norway, which is great news for the climate industry and all that, and kind of, I suppose, everything EV and everything for the environment. Now there are currently 2.8 million private cars registered in Norway. And
all electric.
Well, 754,303 are electric. It beats out the petrol by, I'd say, in and around 1,000 at the moment. And now that's a mild margin, but still, it's for the first time in history. Currently in Ireland, and this is as of 2023, the most recent study I could find, there are around 34,000 only EV cars. So there's the hybrids and all that. But there's currently 34,000 out of 2.25 million.
That's Eamon Ryan's dream, I'd say, happening absolutely. In Norway at the moment. You'd have to look and wonder what they're doing to entice and encourage people.
So they actually are offering a generous tax rebate on EVs, so making them competitively priced compared with fuel and diesel cars, so that people can, I suppose, gain this tax rebate back and make EVs a little bit more kind of attractive.
Yeah,
and
the grants, I think, is a big question for a lot of our listeners every time we talk about it here on the show. But certainly it's an interesting story. That's the EV car now outnumbers petrol models in Norway. Tell us about Ed Sheeran.
So Ed Sheeran, obviously everyone out there knows who Ed Sheeran is, but he posted this video yesterday on his Instagram, Teddy's Photos, and it was a video of him sitting on a canal boat playing his guitar, and all of a sudden he turns to a girl running along the canal and says hello and goes, "Any requests?" The girl suddenly stops her run.
She's just out now for a random job.
This is a random Jane Doe, we'll call her, and he asked her any requests, like a dream of any person's for a superstar like Ed Sheeran to say any requests when he has a guitar in hand. And she says, "Can you do Tenerife Sea?" And this was it.
Hello. Any requests?
Could you do Tenerife Sea?
Yeah.
You look so wonderful in that dress. I love your hair like that. The way it pulls on the side of your neck. Down your shoulders back. We are surrounded by all of these lies and people talk too much.
Have a good rest of your run.
Have a good rest of your run.
That is brilliant. What an amazing encounter.
Isn't that just
joy?
The feel-good movement we're trying to bring to the airwaves. He posted then saying, I was filming this video. Does anyone know this girl? Can we get her point of view?
Oh, so he's trying to track her down now.
He's trying to track her down. And within 10 minutes, she had been found. Nikki Atkins, she shared the footage from her profile and said, "At Teddy's Photos," added Sheeran, "this is so unexpected, so, so beautiful. Thank you, thank you. And this is why we run, girls."
Aww.
And I just think it's gorgeous.
It's fantastic.
Great story.
I'd love to hear people's stories today about
You'd love to be going down the Grand Canal now and Shane Filan sitting there.
We got a little world of our own.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Celebrity encounters. If people have great stories, let us know. It's 087 1400 106. That is a brilliant one for sure. Fontaines.
Yes, absolutely. Fontaines DC, who have released their recently new album, Romance, and they are actually coming under great story here with Elton John. Sorry, not Ed Sheeran. Elton John, on his new podcast, Rocket Hour with Apple, says that they're the best band in the world right now. Take a listen.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah, so that is In a Modern World there. And Elton John says, like, they're just the best band in the world.
For me, you're the best band out there at the moment. Having watched you at Glastonbury, having heard the new album, you've just grown every album, and you seem to have found your feet with this album in such a big way. It's called Romance, and it's a brilliant record. Do you agree with that?
I certainly feel comfortable, like on a comfortable footing. You know what? I don't know if you can rate this as well. I kind of feel like it's the first time that I haven't been chasing it with another record. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm kind of enjoying being in this one, you know?
Well, I think this album takes you, and I've been around a long time, takes you to a different level.
Yes.
And it's going to stay around for a long, long time.
Yeah, staying around for a long,
that
long time.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's really good for Fontaines DC. I do like that new song. I'm not like a massive fan, but I have liked stuff of theirs in the past. I saw clips of them at Glastonbury and I did enjoy it.
I didn't go to see them at Glastonbury, actually. A good few of my friends or people that were there that we were chatting to, they went to see them.
Yeah, and it's arguably their most kind of mainstream album yet. It's getting a lot of people saying that it sounds a bit like Lana Del Rey with more kind of folk vibe. And yeah, three of the lads are from Scaries, two of them are from Castlebar. So I think, do you know what? Good news for Fontaines and the Irish band.
Between Molly May and, well, but you know, Elton John endorsing your band as the best band in the world at the moment. That is just unbelievable.
It's absolutely incredible for the lads. And they're back in Dublin in December, so you might get a chance to see them.
There you go. Cahal O'Sullivan, as always, thanks a million. Cahal is the content creator with Today FM. Thank you for bringing a little smile to her face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.